All I know is that I don't actually feel that crazy saying that LeBron to the Warriors. I'm not saying it's the most likely scenario. I'd still say it's like, you know, very much an outside chance.
Crazier things have happened.
And they've been way crazier and they've happened all the time.
No one was going to leave until they left.
Welcome to the Basketball Forever podcast. I'm Nick Jungfer, head of editorial here. Joining me as always, the founder, Alex Samsky. Mate, you must be frothing the prospect of Nikola in the finals.
Oh my gosh, it's not... I mean, it's funny because it's not what we talked about at the beginning when we started looking ahead through the playoffs and we thought, oh, you know, is Denver really that team? And hard to imagine Nikola being the best player in the playoffs. Obviously, he's we were his biggest advocate for MVP.
Just didn't think Denver would go all the way to the finals.
That's right. That's right. But yeah. You know what? Happy to take the L on the Denver side of it because all it does is further solidify our MVP case for him.
Right, right.
Has he not done just about anything a human being can do to elevate a team? I mean, if you look at his numbers and you take away Nikola Jokic as the name, scratch that out, and just look at all of the stats, he looks like Wilt Chamberlain out there.
Oh, yeah.
On paper.
He's got his own kind of stat line. Like yeah. There's a Nikola genre of stat line
it's
that's
like a
emerging.
LeBron 27, 7 and 7.
Yeah.
But a Nikola's like 35, 15 and 15.
Yeah, just like ridiculous numbers along those lines that no one else is capable of.
Yeah. I mean, it's just absurd. And seeing him now in the finals is just, you know, unbelievable.
Every day since he lost the MVP, he's only looked like more and more and more.
Well,
the MVP.
Embiid won, as we said last week, Embiid won his championship, which was the MVP.
Mm.
And Nikola, who's won many MVPs, is now saying, hey, if you're not going to give me the third one, which he deserved, I'll just take the finals MVP.
Yeah, bigger fish to fry.
You know, if he ends up with some hardware, you know, great. So I'm happy. I think that balance is restored. I think Embiid can put his tail between his legs now and we don't have to hear about that nonsense.
Mm.
And we can accept the fact that all the players that think they're him, you know, all of the... I mean, we could do an entire catalogue on some of the ice-cold takes that we've had throughout these playoffs from players that thought they were him.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, there's really only two in the NBA.
Yeah.
You've got Nikola and you've got Jimmy and, you know, Jamal Murray's in that list. First player to average 30 points per game on 50-40-90 in a conference finals in NBA history. A bunch of him players. Great. You know, the balance is restored. There's been a cultural reset in the NBA. I don't have to hear about Jason Tatum anymore. I don't have to hear about Ja Morant. I don't have to hear about any of these. And now there's an open question on LeBron.
Right. Yeah, we've had a week of chatter of... You know, LeBron
since being eliminated.
I mean, did you take him seriously with the like? I don't think he's. There's no chance. That he's played his last game forever, at least.
No, I mean, I think he was just salty, right? Like he was mad that he lost.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
It was a knee jerk reaction.
Yeah,
but it is so I mean, we're talking about a guy that's still averaging 28 points a game.
Yeah,
I mean. What are you going to do? Like, there's never been someone that's retired at that type of level, really. You know, you would retire if you were starting to fade, or even if you're like Kobe. I'm never going to be a player that is out there averaging less than 20 points per game.
We've seen MJ walk away when he's still at the top,
but even MJ didn't want to be below 20. I mean,
he came back though, so it wasn't actually the end.
But he can't, even when he came back, he still averaged over 20 a game.
Yeah.
So I always, you know, I think that like LeBron is so far away from being at the stage where he can't put up, you know, 20 a night. So far. He's in no – that man should not be retiring.
No.
I really can't sort of fathom a world in which he gets up and walks away now. I really think it was more just an emotional reaction to the circumstances, throwing the toys out of the cot.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Out of the crib, as they just to translate that to American.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about taking a year off? Do you think he could do that?
Do you reckon you just lose? I think you lose your momentum.
It's I guess the rest versus rust, right? Like he's 38, getting towards inching closer towards 40. Does a year of rest help, or do you just not want to be? You're then 39. You're a year older. You've had the rest, but do you have too much rust? It's interesting to think about, though. Is there a world where it gives him a better final, whether it's one or two seasons, maybe it's just one with Bronny. He has a year in his,
I wouldn't.
With his cutting edge technology and that stuff at home.
He wouldn't. No.
Too risky?
Sorry. Not that he wouldn't. He can't. He cannot afford to do that. I think the second he gets out of this rhythm and this routine is the end.
Yeah.
I think it's the end. The breakdown begins.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're doing a marathon, and if you stop running and then try and start running again, that's it. It's over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And maybe it's that thing as well where you see guys, they retire and they just immediately put on weight. And of course, LeBron would be keeping himself active if he went down this road. But surely nothing's the same as actual NBA, 80 to 100 NBA games.
I think it's not even just about that too. He already struggles so much with rhythm at his current age. Even just looking at these playoffs, like he obviously faded, right? Like we can say that demonstrably.
And was never really the same after that injury as well. Like, you know, no. December, January, he was... But we watched real, and then the injury really spanner in the works.
But we watched him miss 20 straight threes in the NBA, like in the playoffs.
Mm.
I mean, the man was just – he just couldn't – he just wasn't there, and he would settle for those. We started calling him LeBron, the possession ends here, James.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the ball got to his hands, it was like it was going to be a really bad contested three that – his legs weren't there. He was rimming. He was airballing. He was missing every shot in just about every possible way you could miss a shot, and that was hard to watch. And I think you don't get better; you get worse.
Mm.
That's no one beats Father Time. And even when LeBron, who has gone to Game 7 with Father Time, he's not. You can't win that match. He is going to just fade if he stops the momentum now. If he cuts it short, I think all hope's lost. He becomes like a 14, 15 a night kind of, or maybe he's a pass first player, which is fine. But I think that's when the injuries start rolling in. That's when he becomes a bit hard to watch, like Kobe was in his last season outside of his farewell game. I mean, is that really how we want to remember LeBron? Is that really how LeBron wants to be remembered?
Yeah, I guess it's just a case of whether or not he thinks that the rest, is that going to do, like, you know, is playing 82 games a year, is that wearing him down, or is it actually necessary to keep him in shape?
Play every second game. Do another season, play every second game.
Beat Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And prolong that way. But don't stop. Don't retire and then unretire.
Yeah.
That's all I'm really suggesting.
I mean, there's a bit of logic to that you fully do nothing and it's just too much of a shock to the system to then go back into it.
And then that way he'll get to still play with Bronny.
Yeah. And then it seems like the way my sort of read on it, and I know I'm not alone, is that, I mean, LeBron has always wanted – get me help, right? Get me help to win now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers last year, they were unwilling to just throw all available picks, those two first rounders.
Rightly so.
At Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about the future as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, in the end, Pelinka does a good job putting these pieces around LeBron without any one of them being a massive name.
Mm. Mm. I mean, it worked. They turned the season around. Making the Western Conference Finals is...
It worked to an extent, but I don't think in LeBron's eyes. I mean, it's better than crashing and burning, but really his post-game comments were, we win it all or we've essentially failed. Not those exact words, but that's his mindset. I want another ring, otherwise we haven't achieved what we want to achieve.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting as to whether there's no time to mess around. He's almost 40. Well, and so he's got one more year and then a player option after that, but one fully guaranteed, locked in with the Lakers.
Fully guaranteed, $46.7 million, and then the player option the following season worth $50.4 million.
Yeah, so there's almost $100 million.
That's a lot of dough.
Still on the table.
So where do you go from here? Like, what's the move? What's the plan?
Well, so that's the thing is I think that there's a big part of him that might not – that if Pelinka's like, sorry, LeBron, we're thinking about our future as well. He's like, fuck that. I'm the best to ever do it, at least in his mind.
Interesting with that. And sorry to cut you off.
No, go. Yeah.
But best to ever. You know, he said, I found this really funny. He's like, do you see him say, I'm like the 90, I'm better than 90 or 95% of players in the NBA?
Mm.
That would rank him with the amount of players in the NBA, like the 45th best player in the league right now.
Well, 5% of, because there's what, about 350 players?
450, something like that.
True, actually. 30 times 15, if you include, yeah.
So if you think that there's 5 or 10% of players that are better than in the NBA, that would put you at like, so you know, it was. So Bro just said he's not even top 20. And that was a flex.
Yeah.
I thought that was a weird thing.
You're actually like, coming at LeBron with the numbers. Like,
well, I thought he had the coldest take. Like, he thought that was going to be a cold quote. And I'm like crunching.
You mean
numbers.
Cold in a good way, not a cold take.
No, cold as in like.
Yeah,
like,
all cold. I see his veins cold.
Yeah. And then you like break it down. You're like, wait a damn minute.
But if you're.
So you're top 50. Okay.
Yeah.
So are a lot of players. So is Chris Middleton.
Yeah. So you're saying you're Chris Middleton gate. Yeah. I hadn't actually thought about it like that. It's pretty funny.
Like, is LaMelo top 50?
Yeah.
I mean,
saying you're better than 90% of guys, it sounds good until you
actually look at it.
Yeah.
Like, let's not go. I'd almost like to sit LeBron down and like go through the list and just be like, what about this guy?
Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah. Hmm. So, LeBron, when you said that, you were saying you would get worked by Drew Holiday or Chris Middleton.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think there's just that clear real potential for disconnect. If anything, I think the disconnect is already there with Pelinka's clearly got, we want to be good now, but we want to think about the future later. And if LeBron was even a few years younger, like 35, maybe it's like, you know what? I can just cop next season, then I can do what I want.
Mm, but it's kind of
play with Bronny, contender, whatever he wants to do.
Past the point of no return.
But it's like you can't even waste a single year now.
No.
Is there any chance? And because, and just so you know, it's not just me pulling things out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin O'Connor, who got a mention on last week or the week before as well, but he
a regular
friend of the show in a way, he drew some parallels to LeBron and the Warriors as well.
That's funny because didn't he say he wanted to play with Steph?
He did. He was there was this part on the shop where he says he's really being pressed on like, who would you most want to play with, who you're not already teammates with? He says Steph. And which team would you most want to play for that you don't already play for? And he said Warriors. Holy. And Miami, but Warriors as well.
So you would imagine Draymond's going full recruit mode now on LeBron. I mean, he's got a history of recruiting LeBron.
Absolutely. And KOC, Kevin O'Connor, said, we don't even need sources to back this up. Like, we know that Draymond's on the phone to LeBron. We just know he is. Like you said, there's the history there. He was on the phone to KD. He's a recruiter, but he's also LeBron's biggest fan.
That's true. When you consider the fact that Draymond's been able to recruit in the past, and he was obviously instrumental in bringing across KD.
He didn't just attempt. He was successful. Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But you know, you think about that and the fact that you've got the likes of Draymond Green saying, you know, thank you, my king, at his wedding to LeBron. I mean, yeah. Surely he can close the deal there.
Yeah.
I mean, KD is a much tougher sell. LeBron should be easy.
And, you know, because everyone knows about this Draymond-LeBron bromance is obviously front of mind for everyone out there. And so there's always that chat of like, the way it's been talked about was more so if they're going to play together, it's kind of assumed, can LeBron get Draymond to LA? But what about the other way around? And like I said, KOC really sparks that thought in his piece of maybe, because if the Warriors just want one last run with these guys,
yeah,
and the Lakers, I think the Lakers just, you know, entire history of that franchise, they're like, we're the Lakers and we're in LA. We're going to be able to get big names.
Of course.
They just always do. They had those lean years post Kobe, still end up with LeBron and Davis. So I think they can get Giannis. I don't mean to name specifics. Whoa. I just think whether it's...
How many bombshells are you dropping on
I think they can get whether it's Giannis or Luka or someone of that ilk.
Well, Giannis had his little... I think Giannis is weirdly obsessed with the Warriors. Dude's obsessed.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop like putting shit on social media about it. Yeah. And then the fortune cookie, you will be a warrior.
Oh, yeah. Deal done.
He's gagging for Warriors. He puts that up on so like he knew the speculation would come. I don't get the whole.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is so overt.
Yeah, yeah. Giannis has had a few moments.
That's huge dick riding.
There was a. Warriors is probably his favorite, but I remember as well, he was just sort of said, maybe I'd like to play for the Bulls. And I'm like, dude, that's just a hectic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just throwing these things out there, that's going to whip the media into a frenzy. Maybe he doesn't care.
Imagine if you're like Bucks front office. And every other week, Giannis is saying, I'd play there. And you're like,
yeah, dude, you're under contract with us.
How many tens of millions was it? Sorry?
Yeah.
We won a championship 3 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, have I ever... No.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, God. Bleacher Report sounds nice. Yeah. How would you react if any of us said that?
Yeah, you're coming into the office. You know what? I think I might... Actually, no, I'm not going to say that. I was going to make a joke, but I realized that that's probably going to upset somebody else, completely unrelated.
Okay. Sounds like what you avoided some major carnage of whatever nature.
Yeah.
But we're on a massive tangent
here. I was going to talk about a second career choice, but that could be inflammatory. So,
okay. You stepped in before the lawyers did. That's
right. I don't need a third lawsuit.
So. Always preferable. Yeah.
So
anyway, I just think disconnect going on here, right? And maybe it's just best for the Warriors. They want to make one last run. The Lakers, they've got one eye on the future. They think they can get another star down the line anyway. So they don't have to trade their entire future, in their eyes at least, and everything they've done suggests this, that they think they don't have to trade everything for LeBron because they can get a Giannis or a Luka or someone. So does it just suit everyone to cook up a trade? LeBron plays with his buddy Draymond. He's got that. He's got Steph and Clay as well.
Okay. But then what are the Warriors doing? Like, well, how do they get the deal done?
This is the trade that I cooked up. And you might like to make a bit of feedback or some... you're welcome to give your own version.
Okay.
But this one checks out salaries and everything. If it was Wiggins, Paul, Kuminga...
Honey.
Let me try again. But if it was Wiggins, Paul, Kuminga, Moody, and then whatever picks are needed to grease the wheels.
A worry is, what, they're blowing up the future. A team that's got one, maybe 2 years left.
You think that's the Warriors?
I mean, the Warriors are done, right? Like, respectfully.
You think it's too much to give up? And the Warriors.
I don't know. Maybe it's not like for the like. What does a title cost? Like, who knows?
I can kind of see.
But this is their future, right? I mean, they were waging everything on Poole, Kuminga, Moody, their picks, and Wiggins, who was the second most important and impactful player in their 2021 championship.
But let me ask
2022. Sorry, I meant.
Let
to
me
say.
Ask you this.
Yeah.
They're in the championship conversation if they get LeBron. Do you think? Would you say? If you've got Steph, LeBron, Clay, Draymond, Looney. Well, Looney's not as good as the others, but he's a starting big man.
Yeah, of course. Like, That's one more championship.
Is it? Right. Would you?
But what's that worth to you? One more championship.
Everything.
Is it?
I think you could argue everything. What are our odds? It's so hard to win a championship that I think there's a real argument for if we can mortgage our future to get one more now, we may never sniff another. We might not sniff one for 50 years. Most franchises don't. You look at even teams that are loaded, like Boston have had all these good players and young potential out the ears. It's still not happening for them.
Hmm. That's a really tough one.
You at least got to think about it, right? Because I also can imagine, I mean, they can let us know in the comments, but I can imagine some people listening to this thinking, yeah, Wiggins is good. Paul's damaged goods. Kuminga's like a promising young guy, but, you know, it's not like he's going to be 10-time All-Star. Moody and Picks, like outside of Wiggins, who's only really been good in that Golden State system anyway, are you just giving up? It's like giving up a handful of 10-cent pieces for a dollar.
So what you're saying is then the Warriors basically sacrifice everything. They get LeBron. They are title contenders for another year. And then what, the Lakers can just rebuild and then make a run at it, you know, the next opportunity they can get a star to go around all these role players and these sort of young prospects and compete down the track.
I almost think the Lakers are already at the point where they have to – it's like
they have no choice.
I don't think it's happening with a 39-year-old LeBron.
No.
And Davis, who's so...
Oops, sorry. Can't go a game without niggling something.
Yeah.
Dude's in perpetual pain.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I don't think it's happening for them. I think they have to do something.
Hmm.
Maybe that actually gets them a decent haul.
Maybe. And what? They make a run at Kyrie? Was that what was discussed? I saw that floating around.
This is the other thing, is that if the Lakers get Kyrie now, LeBron's staying. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. He would, wouldn't he?
He would.
All of these options are so good for content. It doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah.
I'd take every scenario.
Yeah. LeBron to Golden State, to LA.
Jesus.
Either of those would be pretty tasty.
LeBron to retire.
I mean, LeBron to retire would be great as a one-off piece of content or a day of content, and then you're cooked.
Well, think about when Kobe retired.
Yeah.
I milked that for...
a good while.
Well, I was going to say, I milked it for 4 years, mm-hmm. and then when he passed away, we jumped to post-death Kobe content, which everyone wants to see.
They don't want to see it, but they do. Yeah.
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 So, I don't know. I think LeBron retirement would, I get 4 years out of that, guaranteed.
You know what's funny to me about NBA trades? Like, it sounds so crazy to say LeBron to the Warriors, you know, picturing that. But there's so many things that have actually happened that seemed absolutely batshit crazy.
Oh,
like Kevin Durant to the Warriors. That was unfathomable and it happened. I don't think LeBron to the Warriors is not even as crazy as that. Especially because he's not in his prime.
It's funny to me the amount of times we'll post like jersey swaps for trade rumors and we just get, oh, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, this will never happen.
This is never happening. Oh, yeah, in your dreams, in your wet dreams, BF.
Yeah.
And then 7 days later, the trade goes through. I'm like,
yeah.
Where was that same energy? I go back, I like every comment.
Yeah.
Oh, you butt hurt that now your team. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a world in which these crazy things happen every offseason? Did you know that?
Yeah. At what point do we sort of realize the NBA is the fucking craziest sports league in the world by far?
Yeah.
Unless you want to include like WWE, but you'd swear the NBA was scripted. Maybe it is to an extent sometimes. I don't know.
But
it's on WWE levels, and they can just write whatever the hell they want.
And they
can
change it. And they can change it. Like, do you remember when
Remember
when the Buddy Hield trade went through for the Lakers?
Yeah.
So that had been rumored for weeks out.
Yeah.
We'd done jersey swaps. This will never happen.
Yeah.
We put it up. When it actually happens, was it Woj or Shams? One of the two broke the news. We put it up straight away. Starts to go viral. And then... but then It, remember, the trade didn't go through. There was a reason.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was never official.
But even though Woj had tweeted it.
Which means it's reality.
I mean.
In a way.
But it's funny because.
As far as we're all concerned.
All the people that had objections to us posting the rumors about it would say, this is not real until Woj says it.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Woj says it. Oh, well, you should have waited. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what reality these people live in, but at what point is it just like too absurd for words?
Yeah. All I know is that I don't actually feel that crazy saying that LeBron to the Warriors. I'm not saying it's the most likely scenario. I'd still say it's like, you know, very much an outside chance. But it's so
it
many.
Could happen. Crazier things have happened.
And they've been way crazier and they've happened all the time.
No one was going to leave until they left.
Exactly. So I think LeBron to the Warriors, there's a world in which it could happen. I don't think it's completely insane. You think he's not taking, you think a year off is out of the equation?
I think it's out of the equation. If he chooses to do it, it would be the wrong move, I think.
Yeah.
But again, how many times has he proven everyone wrong on what he's capable of physically?
Right.
This could age horribly, but I just think it's a bad idea. Why tempt fate?
I don't know what technology that man has at his disposal. There could be things we don't even know about. I don't know how many trips to Germany, a few secret needles in the knee.
it's like in that South Park episode where they needed a cure for AIDS and they go to Magic
Johnson's. Oh, yeah, exactly like that.
And they go to Magic Johnson's house. You know the one? And they go to Magic Johnson's house and they're like trying to cure AIDS, and he's just like, he pours all this money into a machine.
Yeah.
And it creates like,
it actually is
like potion. It's like that with LeBron, with his health.
Perfect. We're actually finishing up on the most perfect tasty meme.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Anyway.
So I guess that's our completely cooked take on where we think, you know, that's what everyone's doing right now, right? Like
speculating.
Kind of trying to figure out what's LeBron going to do next.
Yeah.
After he deliberately kind of baited us into doing exactly that.
Mm.
So do let us know what you think will happen with LeBron. Let us know what you think about our theories and what your own theories are. Mm. And join us again next week.